You know, Alfonso Rachel of Pajamas Media, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, does the videos. Very good conservative guy, I like the guy. But sometimes even a good conservative like Zoe will say something that hacks me off. And when you start pissing on my family and my heritage, that hacks me off, Zoe, so time to go to school. Welcome to another Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am one half of the Daily Gator. I'm Doug Hagan, and Daily being the other half. I'll leave it to the blog readers to understand and judge who the better half of that one is. I think it's me. I'm just saying. Now, during the recent vet rally at the World War II and I believe the Vietnam Veterans Memorials in Washington, D.C., by veterans and other patriotic Americans, so no Democrats were there, obviously. At that rally, protesting the idiotic closures of open-air memorials to World War II and Vietnam veterans and the Lincoln Memorial, Jefferson Memorial, it was ridiculous. All a grand little kabuki theater, excuse me, by Team Obama to make the shutdown as painful as possible so he could then blame Republicans. What a pathetic president we have, my friends. But during that, the media caught one thing, and they caught the one guy who had, I believe, a Marine Corps flag and a large Confederate battle flag. Actually, it's a Confederate naval jack. And it was an extra large flag. And the media, of course, hooked onto this. See, it's all Tea Parties are racist. Racist, 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 racist. And during the shutdown, every leftist hack out there who wanted to bash those people, the Republicans, Ted Cruz, anyone protesting these closures, they were accused of being Confederates. The new C word. C word version 2, maybe. But I don't know what the guy had the flag for. Personally, I don't think it was an appropriate place to have it. But I don't know why he had it. Maybe it was some sincere bit of protest. Maybe he was a plant, which could be. And maybe he was just some nutcase. I don't know. When no one interviewed him. The media just took the video and, of course, exploited it to make it look like the Tea Party was a bunch of racists. And these veterans are racists. But Alfonso Rachel, Pajamas TV, he bashes guys a neo-Confederate libertarian. Now, I don't know the guy's politics. I didn't talk to him. I heard no one else talked to him, apparently. And I don't know. I'm not going to defend the guy. I'm not to condemn the guy. I don't know why the hell he had the flag. But Zoe has done this before, the Confederate battle flag. He doesn't like it. Obviously, doesn't understand it. Obviously, he's dealing from a deck of cards of ignorance on this, and he always seems to bash anyone carrying a flag around or defending anything about the South, Confederacy, etc., etc., the cause of the war. Anyone who differs from Zoe's also-enlightened view that it was all about slavery, 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 slavery. Anyone who actually tries to interject some intelligent debate into it, Zoe just dismisses him as a neo-Confederate libertarian. Let me tell you something, Zoe. I like you. I respect what you do. I do. You're conservative like me. But when you start pissing on my family's heritage, see, I had a lot of family who fought for the Confederacy. And you want to know why they fought, Zoe? Because like most Southerners, most of my family never owned any slaves. You want to know why they fought? The story goes of a Virginian captured at Battle of First Manassas. Yankees like you call it First Bull Run. But at First Manassas, he was captured and some Union soldiers said, you know, we're trying to save the Union here. Funny they didn't mention slavery. I guess they didn't consult with you first about the causes, right, Zoe? But they asked him why the hell he was fighting. He looked at him and said, well, you're down here. In other words, you're in my backyard. So before you just pronounce the war all about slavery, you ought to know some things. First off, why don't you read the Articles of Secession? The Ordinances of Secession, I should say, excuse me, for Virginia, Arkansas, North Carolina, and Tennessee. See, these states had nothing to do with slavery in their Ordinances of Secession. The word slavery wasn't mentioned. They went to war, they seceded, and then went to war in self-defense because they weren't going to supply troops to Lincoln to have the North come down and crush the 7 Confederate states. Slavery wasn't an issue there. You also made mention that you hung up on this Democrats were Democrats back then and they were the slaveholders, so therefore they're all bad. Democrats of then aren't the Democrats of today. Read the 1840 platform of the Democratic Party, which came, by the way, from the Democratic Republican Party, which was the party, by the way, of Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, John Quincy Adams. Very people today that conservatives deeply admire and for good reason, and you deeply admire them for good reason, I'm sure. Study the lineage there. Every plank in that platform, except the obviously nasty one about defending slavery, which would never happen today. Times change, thank God. Is conservative if it's applied to today. Lower taxes, less big government, sticking to the Constitution. See a lot of those crazy Southerners like Jefferson Davis. He believed, as did many Southerners, that states were sovereign. They also believed that you couldn't change the Constitution unless you amended it. A lot of the abolitionists, the former Whigs which became Republicans, a lot of them believed in something called higher law. So higher law meaning the Constitution didn't really matter. Higher law could supersede the Constitution. It doesn't work that way in America. It's kind of reminds me of the liberals today, though, who say, well, the Constitution's a living, breathing thing. It's over 200 years old. It can mean different things at different times. In other words, give me whatever the hell they want it to mean. And sadly, in American history, at that time, slavery was constitutional. Now, if I could go back in time and erase slavery, I would. Believe me, it's an abomination. Always has been. By the way, Robert E. Lee called it an abomination, too. You might have heard of him. You also made mention that Southerners didn't want blacks educated. Funny, I remember Stonewall Jackson was very big and lived in Lexington, Virginia, gave money and founded a Sunday school to teach blacks to read, slave and free. There were a lot of free blacks back then, though. Some of them even owned slaves. One of the largest plantation owners in Louisiana was black, though. Study your history. While slavery is an ugly thing, lying about it and oversimplifying it to make emotional appeals because you don't know the history doesn't cut it, pal. Okay? Again, you want to trash my family's heritage? You want to piss on the intentions of great men like Lee and Jackson? Then you're going to pay a price, and that price is going to be people like me coming and educating you. And by the way, don't you dare call me a neo-Confederate libertarian. I'm not a libertarian. I'm a conservative. I agree with libertarians on some things, but see, you seem to be confused. I've heard you in the past bash libertarians because they're all a bunch of Ron Paul supporters. You know, I wouldn't bet the house that any Ron Paul supporter you find, a lot of them which are nutcases, I'm sure you and I would agree on that, are actually libertarians. A lot of them are just kids who don't really have the political acumen to understand the issues, and Ron Paul kind of appeals to them for whatever reason. So just throw around the term neo-Confederate libertarian, it really is cheap. Let me tell you what else is cheap, Zoe. Can I call you Zoe? Good, because I am. The fact is, and by the way, I'm not wearing a crooked hat while I do this. Is that okay with you, dude? I just don't have a hat on at all, Zoe. Maybe I'm not cool and hip like you, but I do know more about history than you. And if I sound agitated, I am, because again, pissing on my family's heritage, I don't appreciate it. Especially using lies. You might want to Google Tariff of Abominations if you think taxes had nothing to do with the war between the states. Check that out sometime. Issues like nullification, issues like the size and scope of the federal government. Gee, we're still fighting that one, aren't we? The idea of states being sovereign. A lot of Tea Partiers, Republicans, conservatives today, like you and me, we're big on that too, Zoe. And understand one more thing. You keep throwing this neo-Confederate libertarian argument out there, and you throw one more out there that really agitates me. You threw out the one about, well, you got to figure which flag you're fighting for. Which flag is yours? Let me tell you what flag is mine. United States flag. You know, I belong to the Sons of Confederate Veterans several different times over the course of my life, my adult life. You know what I've seen in going to my camps and other camps and meetings and grave and marker ceremonies, reenactments? You know what I found out? Many, in fact, almost every single member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans or their wives or families I've ever met, Zoe, you're not going to find more patriotic people. You're not going to find people more dedicated to the United States flag. They also have reverence in the memory of their ancestors who fought for the Confederate battle flag. And don't you dare point your crooked little finger at them as if they're some neo-Confederate libertarians. These people are overwhelmingly conservative. In fact, go to a lot of Tea Party meetings and then find where the local Sons Confederate Veterans is. Go to their meetings. I bet you find a lot of the same people. People who love America. And by the way, Zoe, you know how many members, the percentage is so high of members of Sons Confederate Veterans that are in or were in the U.S. military. Some fought in wars. I was at my camp here that I am no longer a member of for several reasons, none of them having to do with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. It was clashes with other members. Stupid stuff. One of those members fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Another fought in Vietnam. There were two others who were in the U.S. Marines. You want to point your finger in their face and ask them which flag they're fighting for? I wish the hell you would. I wish somebody like you would do that. What I really wish what somebody like you would do is educate your damn self before you start flapping your gums. Because frankly, the only person sounds like a liberal to me is you on this subject. Because the same insults and slurs those idiots throw, the ones you're throwing around at people like me. And you wouldn't like to get in my face and tell me, Zoe, that my family were a bunch of traitors. Trust me, you would not like that experience at all. And let me tell you one more thing. Because my ears are burning. When I really get pissed off, my ears burn. And when somebody, again, trashes my heritage and trashes great men, honorable men, like Lee and Jackson and so many other Confederate soldiers, over the course of almost 40 years, since I was a little kid, I've studied this war. You know how many letters I've read from Confederate soldiers, Confederate officers, Confederate generals, home to their loved ones? You know how many times the word slavery has ever been used in those? I'm going to be honest with you. I really can't think of very many. Because they weren't fighting for slavery. They were fighting because the Yankees were down here. And you can disagree all day long about the causes, the justification, all of that, that's fine. But get your facts straight before you start besmirching an entire group of conservatives. And by the way, most supporters of the Confederate flag are people who care about it. That's why they wouldn't have taken it to that rally, because it was out of place. People like me are very sensitive about where the flag is and how it's represented. And by the way, I guarantee you, I've gotten into more faces of more Klan members and told them to piss off and drop the flag. The American flag and the Confederate flag. I guarantee you I've done that more than you ever have, Zoe. You know why? Because I hate those people. I hate the Klan. I hate the skinheads, the neo-Nazis. You know why I hate them, Zoe? Because I hate them because they're deplorable bastards. I'm sure we would agree on that. They're despicable Nazis. And they're trashing both the American flag and the Confederate flag and the Christian cross as well when they burn that. These people are abominations. No use at all for them. And I've made my feelings very clear every occasion I've ever been given the opportunity to speak to one of them. I've made it very clear where my opinion of them is. So I'll tell you what, Zoe. Do me a favor and study a little history. Find out who the hell you're talking about. Again, you sound like some liberal prejudging every person in a group. I bet you never really talked to them, although I bet you have. You have talked to a lot about other issues and they've agreed. And again, go to an SCV meeting. You're not going to find a group with more pro-life leanings, pro-Second Amendment, pro-tax cuts, small government, less spending, fiscal responsibility, a strong military, and a heavy proportion of men are or have been in the U.S. military. Again, study the history. And I don't like going after other conservatives. I really don't. I prefer to disagree. That's fine. That happens sometimes. In fact, disagreement with other conservatives is very useful and very enjoyable because there's a level of respect there. Probably because you and I, if we sat down and talked issues, we'd probably agree on about 85-90% of the issues. You strike me as a little more socially conservative than I am, but that's fine. But the personal attacks against Confederates' heritage, my history, my heritage, my family blood spilled, some died, that heritage means a lot to me. And their blood is my blood. And when people start playing family with me, yeah, I take it personally. Especially when they throw around slurs that aren't true and infer things that aren't true and try to smear those people. Trust me. The fact is, I can't help but wonder here, if England had won the war with the first American Revolution, I wonder if people like you would be calling George Washington and Ben Franklin a bunch of racists. Wonder if you'd be besmirching their character. See, winning or losing doesn't make a moral right or wrong. And there were a lot of very good causes the South stood for, other than slavery, which is deplorable, of course, and despicable. We all agree on that. Again, study the men, study the time, study the history. There's good, there's bad on both sides. And there were some Southerners back then I would have had no use for. But the most deeply held conviction back then was a Constitution has to be preserved. And study the complexities of the issues back then, the tariffs, the taxation, the representation, the North getting more and more political power that the South could not fight. And here's one more thing you ought to learn. You want to call Jefferson Davis, someone like that, a racist? Fine. Study what Lincoln said about blacks. Study what Jefferson Davis said. Compare the two. And one more thing, Zoe. No disrespect to you. I like you again. I respect what you do. But you just got on the fighting side of me, man. Don't trash my family. I don't like ignorance. I don't like hateful people. And I don't like people who demean entire groups of people without even knowing anything about them. And from your words, I can tell you don't know anything about people who love their Confederate heritage and are proud of it and want to defend it and want to study it and want to do the living history and the reenactments, etc., etc. I can tell you haven't talked to him about it because if you would have, you wouldn't be saying the things you say. Good day, sir. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator. I will talk to you again, my friends. See, I've calmed down now. My ears are not burning anymore. Good night. God bless. I would say go Gators, but maybe I should say go Will Muschamp somewhere else, please. Sorry, that's aggravated college football fan talking. We'll talk to you soon, my friends. Y'all have a good one.